Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You know that school bell means that you need to go get your Bible. And we're looking at the prophet Jeremiah. And we're looking at samples of his preaching. And Jeremiah liked to preach with pictures, and he would have illustrations. And I can imagine Jeremiah in the lesson we're about to bring of Jeremiah having bottles filled with wine and dashing them one against another to illustrate his point until they are breaking and the wine is spilled. And we'll read that sermon here in just a minute, or at least the illustration he made about that in Jeremiah chapter 13, beginning in verse 12. And so you'll want to turn in your Bible to that passage. We're going to look at Jeremiah, how he used these bottles of wine, how he used the potter's vessel, and how he used broken bottles in the valley of Hinnom. And as time goes, we'll look at some of his other illustrations. Now, while you're turning to Jeremiah chapter 13 and verse 12, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And you may want to make a note that if you want to visit us, a good time to do this would be on Wednesday evening, the middle of the week, at 7 o'clock, for a Bible study. We're calling the studies we're into now the Community Heart to Heart Bible Studies. And so you'd certainly be welcome. You don't have to be a member of the church at Rock Cliff to attend these studies. You can attend, and you can simply just listen in, or if you wish, you can participate as we discuss things out of the Scriptures in those community heart-to-heart Bible studies at Rock Cliff. But now let's turn to Jeremiah's preaching, and look how he illustrated his point dramatically with bottles of wine. Jeremiah chapter 13 and verse 12. Therefore thou shalt speak unto them this word, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Every bottle shall be filled with wine. And they shall say unto thee, Do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? Then shalt thou say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with drunkenness. And I will dash them one against another, even as the fathers and the sons together, saith Jehovah. And I will not pity, nor spare, nor have compassion, that I should not destroy them. In Jeremiah chapter 18, he did not illustrate his point with bottles of wine, but with vessels of clay being made by the potter. The potter being the one that made those pots of clay. And as he was molding the pot, and the pot was marred in his hand, it failed to come out the way the potter wanted it. Well, he destroyed that and returned it to a lump and made a new pot out of it. And so Jeremiah uses this as an illustration. Hear Jeremiah speak these words. Jeremiah chapter 18, beginning in verse 1, and we'll read down to verse 12. The word which came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he was making a work on the wheels. And when the vessel that he made out of the clay was marred in the hands of the potter, he made it yet again another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Jeremiah 18 and verse 5. Then the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, saith Jehovah? Behold, As the clay in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. And what instance I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to break down and to destroy it, if that nation concerning which I have spoken turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if they do that which is evil in my sight, that they obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore speak to the men of Judah, unto the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I frame an evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way, and amend your ways and your doings. But they say, It is in vain, for we will walk after our own devices, and we will do every one after the stubbornness of his evil heart. Now turn to another sermon. This one in Jeremiah chapter 19. He's going to use broken bottles, throwing them into the Valley of Hinnom. Now this Valley of Hinnom was a place where there had been erected a shrine called a Tophet, whereby they had taken their children and sacrificed them to the idol gods by burning them. And this Tophet was a wicked, evil spot in a wicked, evil valley, this Valley of Hinnom. This Valley of Hinnom is the Gehinnom, or Gehenna, that we read about in the New Testament. And when Jesus talks about the horrors of hell, he refers to it as this Valley of Gehenna. Now let's read about it in Jeremiah chapter 19, beginning in verse 1. Thus saith Jehovah, Go and buy a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the elders of the people and of the elders of the priest, and go forth into the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the gate Harsith, and proclaim there the words that I will tell thee, and say, Hear ye the word of Jehovah, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, which whosoever heareth, his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods that they knew not, they and their fathers, and the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents, and have built the high places of Baal, to burn their sons in the fire for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the counsel of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, by the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies will I give to be food for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. And I will make this city an astonishment, and a hissing. Every one that passeth thereby shall be astonished, and hiss because of all the plagues thereof. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, that they may eat every one the flesh of his friend in the siege and in the distress wherewith their enemies, and they that seek their life shall distress. Jeremiah 19 and verse 10. Then shalt thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with thee, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Even so will I break this people in this city, as one breaketh a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again, and they shall bury in Tophet, till there be no place to bury. Thus will I do to this place, saith Jehovah, and to the inhabitants thereof, even making this city as Tophet, and the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses of the kings of Judah which are defiled, shall be as the place of Tophet, even all the houses upon whose roofs they have burnt incense unto all the host of heaven, and have poured out drink offerings unto other gods. Jeremiah 19:14. Then came Jeremiah from Tophet, whither Jehovah had sent him to prophesy. And he stood in the court of Jehovah's house and said to all the people, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all its towns all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have made their necks stiff, that they may not hear my words. In Jeremiah chapter 24, he illustrated a sermon with good and bad figs. As we have time, I'll read that one to you. Jeremiah 24, verse 1. Jehovah showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs set before the temple of Jehovah, after that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah with the craftsmen and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten, they were so bad. Then said Jehovah unto me, What seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, Figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad, very bad, that cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Jeremiah 24 and verse 4. And the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Like these good figs, so will I regard the captives of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for good. For I will set my eye upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them a heart to know me, that I am Jehovah, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And as the bad figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so bad, surely thus saith Jehovah, So will I give up Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remain in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt. I will give them up to be tossed to and fro among the kingdoms of the earth for evil, to be a reproach, and a proverb, a taunt, and a curse, in all the places where I shall drive them. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I gave them to be their fathers. You know, I'd want to be in the basket of the good figs and carried to Babylon with a hope of return, rather than to be left in that basket of bad figs to be rotten and destroyed, wouldn't you? Now, there are two more sermons I'd like to read from Jeremiah, but each of them are a little lengthy, and I don't think I'm going to have time to do it in this class. Here's what you need to do. Get your Bible and mark Jeremiah chapter 35, and we're going to talk about the Rechabites. And these were people that the sons of the Rechabites were loyal to their father. Their father told them not to drink wine, and they would not drink wine. And God uses them as an example of the loyalty that he would like to see from his people and his children. And then we're going to read another sermon that has to do with the buying of land and the recording of the deed. This will be in Jeremiah chapter 32. And what God's going to tell Jeremiah to do, he says, Now you go ahead, even though all this is going to be destroyed, buy a land and record the deed, because a day will come in which the people will be able to come back and reclaim that which was theirs. Well, you see, by these colorful illustrations and object lessons, Jeremiah was a very interesting prophet and preacher. So in the next class, we'll look at those last two sermons and those two illustrations and learn what we can. If you can, visit us at Rockcliffe.